Music has to be recognized as an agent of social development in the highest sense, because it transmits the highest values: solidarity, harmony, mutual compassion, and it has the ability to unite an entire community and to express sublime feelings. This is the philosophy of José Antonio Abreu, the founder of El Sistema. And that mission statement runs parallel to the mission of Miller Symphony Hall and the Allentown Symphony Association, which is to provide a first-class orchestra and hall, quality performing arts and cultural education in partnership with the communities of the Lehigh Valley. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown. You are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we welcome you. To chat with us today is Sheila Evans, the Executive Director of the Allentown Symphony Association. And welcome, Sheila.
Good evening.
It's good to have you.
And it's great to be here.
There are so many things to talk about. I hope we have time enough to talk about all of them. the upcoming events that we're very excited about.
Where do we start? The dance series, which is actually, we were originally going to talk about the dance series today and got looking at the lineup, and there's just so much between film and live and dance, music, jazz. Sheila, what would you want to start with steering our audience towards
here
tonight?
Well, when we run out of time, because there's never enough time to talk about all the great things happening at Miller Symphony Hall, I always encourage people to go to the website, allentownsymphony.org, so you can see all the up-to-date activities. But the things that we really differentiate our offerings between live performances and those that are live on the big screen. So we have mostly during the week is things on the big screen, and during the weekends are typically live performances. This week happens to be very active, with tomorrow night being a Led Zeppelin concert as part of their, and that would be on the big screen. The night following, from the National Theatre in London, The Magistrate. And actually, that's on Thursday, with a Wednesday offering of Les Troyens.
Aida, is it?
Oh, Aida,
yes,
is Wednesday, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday, we have upstairs in the Rodale Room the first really exciting thing I'd like to talk about, which is Dave Liebman.
Yes.
Is one of America's NEA Jazz Masters, named in 2011, is upstairs in the Rodale Community Room. And it's a really special event for him as well as for the Lehigh Valley, as his daughter Lydia will be joining him, as well as his wife, Karis. And they have just released a new album, which I think you may have heard on WDIY, called Familia, which is about the family.
Oh, yes.
And is heavily influenced by the music of Brazil. So Dave Liebman is just a Lehigh Valley treasure that we are so fortunate to be able to have in such an intimate setting as the Rodale Room, which seats only about 200 people. So it's a great way to hear live music here in Lehigh Valley, and the very newest. And again, he's been recognized on our education mission, by the way, as NEA Jazz Educator of 2012. So we're very proud of that as well.
That's
and
wonderful.
That, incidentally, is on the 18th, right? It's starting at 7:30.
That's right. 18th at 7:30. Tickets are still available.
Now, there's a jazz concert, and not to divert, but the jazz concert every month at the hall, is there not?
Yes. Generally, it's the third Friday of each month.
Okay.
And the doors open at 7, concerts at 7:30. We look forward to having many of the great musicians of this area there. I think next weekend is the next month, excuse me, in how many months is this? It must be February next month. It's the son of Skip Wilkins.
Dan Wilkins.
And that'll be a great opportunity to see another second generation jazz family from the Lehigh Valley. But not only do we have the jazz series on the third floor, we are using our jazz audience's continued interest to bring in live from New York on January 30th, the Tommy Igo Big Band from Birdland Jazz Club.
Oh, yes.
And so that's, again, just, that's live. It's downstairs in the main hall.
Wow.
Tommy Igo has received multiple Grammys. He is one of the hottest names in percussion and is a drummer. They have a standing gig in Manhattan as well as in San Francisco. And we're just very fortunate to be an hour and a half from New York so that we can bring in talent like that at Allentown prices, not New York prices.
He is very well known. I understand that he is, because I think that he worked with the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, did he not? I believe he was a drummer in that band at one time.
He's
written a lot of drumming books, mm-hmm. percussion mm-hmm. books. He's also the drummer for The Lion King and the principal drummer and conductor for The Lion King in Broadway. And he's played with all sorts of talent across the country.
Oh, great. And, of course, this is January the 30th at 7:30 at Symphony Hall.
And a wonderful opportunity to hear him in the main hall. It's going to be
great. When you have a big band, you really want the resonance of that acoustic hall. So.
Yes, yes.
And it's something that to take a moment to remind our audience, too. It's Miller Symphony Hall now, what we had commonly known or called Allentown Symphony Hall, because another family in the Valley also valued the specialness of that building and committed to it, and you've honored them.
Yes, the board decided to honor the Miller family for their, since 1959 mm-hmm. involvement with what was the Allentown Symphony Hall. It actually was the Lyric mm-hmm. Theater. Mm-hmm. When Donald and Samuel Miller came to a board meeting that June and said, hey, the hall's going to be torn down to make a parking lot. We have an opportunity to buy it, for $110,000. We've already talked to 19 of our very closest friends and gotten them to commit $84,000. Would the board like to invest in having a hall for the symphony? Mm-hmm. And so 2 weeks later, because I found the minutes this summer as we were renovating the hall. They came back with a mortgage for the remainder, and the Lyric Theater continued to provide some of the profit-making opportunities of being a burlesque hall, mm-hmm. as well as having the Allentown Symphony perform there. And to this day, the symphony performs. Their burlesque is sadly gone.
Just to mention very briefly, if you please, the contributions and the care that the Miller family has given is now extended to Peter, Lois, Joan, and Alice, and Sarah. And they continue with maintaining the love of Allentown Symphony Hall, now Miller Symphony Hall. And, of course, the work that you have done in the past 4 years as you are here has really revitalized the entire community, not only the Symphony Hall, but the community as well.
Well, the hall has a different feel about it, when it is alive. And now that we have gone from about 18 events a year to the pretty close to 100 that we have this year, there's something in the hall almost all the time. And you can feel the difference within the wood of the environment. It's really a great feeling to see it come alive.
Yes, yes.
And even, it's interesting, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, too. Even as you go by, the look, the feel of it, the renovation was beautiful. It feels like that energy is there all the time. And we were talking about this outreach. There's so much, I don't know if the community is even aware of this, how much of a blossoming the outreach, educational work, the jazz, the National Theater Live, which is some of the screened work. Where did the idea or the thought of bringing in the screen or film offerings?
Actually, as I was interviewing, and I'm from Kansas City, one of the first calls I made was to Metropolitan Opera to see if there was anyone performing the Met Live in HD in the Lehigh Valley, and there was not at that time, because I just think it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's such a great opportunity to see exactly what's happening at the Met for literally a tenth of the cost, and there wasn't, and so I was able to get three investors, donors, to contribute to that, the Amaranth Foundation, M&T Bank, and Technicom, to help us buy the equipment and the screen necessary. Mm-hmm. And being very focused on the customer experience, we didn't go for the minimum requirement of the Met, but we went for the requirement that our hall could meet, which is the screen being the exact size of the proscenium, and the projector being a 10,000 lumen high-def projector. So it really captures better than you would see from the cheap seats up above at the Met what's happening on screen. And it provides a different experience also, because there are these interviews at intermission. Oh, yes. So you really get to see what's fun about opera. And that may not just be the singing. Mm-hmm. It may be the wig makers. It may be watching people carry sets that look like concrete but are made of foam core around the place. It's just a fascinating experience.
somewhat educational in and of itself, just learning how we make this magic on stage.
Yeah, and HD Live is eclectic, really, as the offerings that you have at the Symphony Hall. For example, the Rolling Stones are on screen on the 22nd. That's really fabulous.
Well, yes. One of the objectives for the hall is to be relevant to the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. And that means people, and it means age groups, and it means everything else that you can think of. And so if you want people to come, you need to give them a reason to come. Mm-hmm. And we are very excited with the Spectacast is actually the company which offers many of the popular on-screen experiences, okay, as well as the Metropolitan Theater Live. Mm-hmm. But speaking of outreach, you, yes, did bring up Joseph Abreu,
yes,
and the El Sistema program, which is one of the things which we launched a year ago in October as a partner with the Allentown School District at Roosevelt Elementary School. And what we do, what El Sistema is a program that started 37 years ago in Caracas, Venezuela, where children that were at risk through gangs, through no one at home, through poverty, through just living in a really unsatisfactory living condition, were given the opportunity to participate in music, not an hour a day or 1 hour a week, but in Venezuela, 6 days a week for 2 to 3 hours a day, mm-hmm, after school, in their school. And the vehicle which they use to create a sense of community is music. Mm-hmm. Because as my director is likely, Stephen Liu, likes to say, music is the only time when people come together to create harmony. And that's, mm-hmm, what happens, mm-hmm, in the El Sistema, mm-hmm, program. So now in our second year, we have 80 students involved.
80?
80. At Roosevelt School, at no cost to them. Instruments, mm-hmm, are provided. Music instruction is provided 5 days a week for 2 hours a day after school. Bused home and provided with a snack and tutoring as well. Wow. And what it does is it just gives kids a reason to be there, and it makes them feel involved. My mom was a junior high guidance counselor, and she was in a middle school in a not very affluent area in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And she always said there are only two things that keep kids in school when they're in middle school, and that's sports and music, because it gives you a team. So if you move to a new environment, you do not necessarily have to prove how tough you are or how cool you are. You are simply a musician. Yeah. And we've already had the experience of having three of our kids transfer out of Allentown, unfortunately, into Manhattan, and we're able to Brooklyn. And we're able to hook them up with an El Sistema program there. So they went from a group of people that they knew and were involved with to another group of musicians. And that's what music creates, is that feeling of community.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And is there a culminating concert?
We have concerts periodically. The next one is March the 9th,
okay,
at Symphony Hall. And I might add that this is funded totally through contributions by other citizens, like the people listening to this show. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all of your help.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's an interesting way of reaching out and being part of the community as well, and affecting people's lives. It's interesting to me, too. I think children at that age, when you say sports and music, you know, and that's two very different children, too. And sports, we tend to assume to play a role in our school lives, but music, we don't always.
And I remember the night that on stage when you announced that, the audience just went into a great response with applause.
There is this great response, and this year it's even greater as we've gotten our first year of test results back from our students. And just as a comparison, their pretest scores were in the 63% below average for reading and similarly for math. In May, 9 months after the beginning, they were at 86.5% for reading and 100% above average for math.
Really?
So, I mean, it's made a huge difference, and we're just very pleased with that.
Well, good. We are chatting with Sheila Evans, the Executive Director of the Allentown Symphony Association. You are continuing to listen to WDIY 88.1. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We'll be back in just a moment.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Allentown Symphony Association, presenting the National Theater and the live broadcast to Miller Symphony Hall of Arthur Wing Pinero's The Magistrate. This night of mishap, starring John Lithgow as the affable magistrate and Nancy Carroll as his deceitful wife who has lied to her husband about her true age. January 17th at 7 p.m. For information, MillerSymphonyHall.org.
You are listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. This is George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, we're having a wonderful chat with Sheila Evans, the executive director of the Allentown Symphony Association. And Sheila, you have been really, I know at the risk of embarrassing you, you have really have been instrumental in the wonderful celebration of the Symphony Hall in the past 4 years. And I am going to ask you, who comes up with these ideas for that are continuing, the programming ideas?
Well, our symphony conductor, Diane Whitry, is largely responsible for programming for the symphony. Mm-hmm. And that makes for a great relationship between the two of us because I program everything else. Mm-hmm. And so in many executive director-conductor relationships, there's a little tension there. But I have plenty of room for creative juices to flow.
Right.
So with the help of our jazz committee, which programs the jazz offerings every third Friday, and I have a really creative and wonderful staff, I do the programming for other things. One of the things that I looked for when I came to Allentown, because it is such a competitive music environment now, is what are the gaps where there's no consistent programming?
Hmm.
And so one of the things that we like to think of when we think of Allentown Symphony Hall is that it is really the place where people from the Lehigh Valley come to perform for other people of the Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tradition of live music, which is original. And so I work very hard to have real people performing the music of this time in the hall. And we didn't see a consistent children's programming for the Lehigh Valley. So we started 2 years ago, maybe this is the third year, doing four national touring children's programs per year, mm-hmm. which we've continued. Similarly, I discovered the opportunity for dance in a beautiful environment such as Symphony Hall. And when we remodeled the hall last summer, we put in a new floor and started to have dance on a regular basis. So we have coming up just in a couple of weeks on Saturday, January 26th, the Koresh Dance Company from Philadelphia. And we're very excited to be a part of that. They are a PennPAP performing artist, which means that the state provides some support for their being here. They are similarly focused on outreach on at-risk children, so we have opportunities for master classes with them, and they'll be at William Allen High School for that event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are, they're just such a beautiful athletic company. You know, I came from a small Midwestern town that really didn't have great dance. And the difference between dance and fabulous dance is almost unspeakable. So one of the quotes that I like about the Koresh Dance Company comes from the Philadelphia City Paper. It says their trademark is exciting lifts, athleticism that borders on gymnastics, and plenty of passionate partnering. And that's what I see when I look at them. It's just beautiful, beautiful to watch. Similarly, in March, we have coming from L.A., the Lula Washington Dance Group, again focused on outreach in the L.A. communities. And Lula Washington is the choreographer for Avatar.
Oh,
she has, yes, a very interesting theatrical movie background as well as a dance performer. So we're looking forward to having them, too. And then going on with programming, then we look for opportunities of things that fit our classical core audience, but with a little bit of a twist. And that's how we have Alfie Bowe coming. So Alfie Bowe is the, you know, very well-known Irish tenor, but most well-known for playing Jean Valjean in the London 25th anniversary special on Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. And so we had an opportunity just a month or so to partner with Bill Rogers Experience, BRE, to bring them in. He'll be in. He is just an amazing voice, and we're really looking forward to that as well.
No, that's January 29th again. That's the end of the month. That's coming up soon.
That's right.
Well, this is just great with the El Sistema, the family series, the dance events, and the National Theater Live in HD. Really, highlights of a wonderful year coming up.
Yeah, we're excited. And we always remember that our core product and the reason that we exist is the Allentown Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And so our two next coming events with the Allentown Symphony are the annual ball, Someone Enchanted Evening at the Lehigh Country Club on February 2nd. Mm-hmm. And that helps fund the orchestra. In fact, it pays for about 10% of our contributed revenue. So we really appreciate the help of the people that put that together, and everyone has a great time. Our February concert, which plays off the romance theme, modern romance of Valentine's Day, is on February 9th and 10th, and that is featuring the Muhlenberg College Choir, along with the symphony, performing Daphnis and Chloe, as well as a new concerto, which is a Pennsylvania premiere of David Aldridge for clarinet, mm-hmm. with the clarinetist from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, David Singer. So that's a really fun evening to celebrate Valentine's a little early.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's Saturday, February 9th, and Sunday, February 10th, an 8 o'clock show and a 3 o'clock show.
Yes. Yeah. And our education expands way beyond the El Sistema program. That's our newest offering. But we really see about 18,000 children a year through the hall through various performances, whether it's through our youth and family program, which comes up at the end of April this year, with your Create a Symphony, where kids are encouraged to make their own instruments to bring them to the hall and perform, or whether it's through the Nutcracker, where the RDT brings children into the hall. And the musicians in schools, and a number of other programs that we have. We're very fortunate with the Allentown Symphony to have been the beneficiary of the Schott Brothers, who gave us an endowment specifically to hold a music competition. And that Schott music competition is coming up every first weekend in March. The first weekend is always free on the Sunday finals. So this year we have 57 cellists competing.
Wonderful, 57.
18 to 30 in age from all around the United States, and they play three cello pieces. The judges narrow it down to 9 who we bring in, and then the finals are down to 4 or 5. Hmm. And those play for free to the audiences. I think it's March the 2nd is the first Sunday. Following that, then, is the March concert. So,
yes.
And the previous year's competition winner returns for that March concert.
Yes, yeah. We've been lucky enough to attend those. They're wonderful.
Yes, we have. They have. They're wonderful.
So this is, again, do you feel, looking ahead, it seems that with a lot of new ideas, a lot of new programming, as well as the core programming, they're finding their audience. Things are finding a kind of synergy and energy and blossoming. What do you dream about next? Anything you can
Absolutely.
Share with us?
Everything depends on money and finances. And so we are... while everything appears great and people are coming to the hall and we have lots of concerts, we really rely on the public to donate cash to keep us running.
Right.
And that means individuals. It's always surprising to me that it's not government, it's not corporations, it's regular people. Hmm. But given that, and given the increasing competitive environment in music with the steel stacks, with the sands, with all the venues that are opening, what we really want to do is deliver what people want to have that is core to our mission. And the best way for us to know that is through having people contact us. Hmm. So I encourage people that have performers they'd like to see, that have genres of music they'd like to hear, to send an email to me at sevens@allentownsymphony.org, or just go on the website or our Facebook page and let us know.
Great. I mean, it's just wonderful the things that you're doing. We just can't express our gratitude for everyone, even the staff there, as everyone's excited as the audiences that come in. After 53 years, the Allentown Symphony Hall has now become the Miller Symphony Hall. And you know where they're at, 23 North 6th Street in Allentown. You can call them at 610-432-6715 or simply check them out at allentownsymphony.org.
And don't forget Facebook.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yes, so Facebook is. Oh, that's equally
yes. Come like us on Facebook.
That's right.
We're looking forward to this coming year and all of the events that are happening at Miller Symphony Hall. We again thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.